The mountain was littered with the dead. The fallen of the Raven Guard lay in sickening proximity to the broken bodies of the heathens they had slain. Uneasy bedfellows, continuing their battle well beyond the point of drawing breath. A Saul apothecary crept amongst the corpses, cracking ceramite and harvesting gene seed. Later, when all of this was over, Queld hoped their Corvia would be collected too and borne back to Kievar, so the dead might be properly honored. All around them the battle raged, as the Raven Guard fell in wave after wave against the unyielding defenses of Mazik's forces. Terminators fell thunderously upon the churning vehicles of the enemy, which prowled the lower slopes, their cannons belching fire into the swarming ranks of Space Marines below. Land speeders harried the cultists in the armored promontories on the upper slopes, whilst assault squads tore into the gibbering horrors and warp spawn that spilled from within the mountain. From above, plasma cannons spat searing energy at the Raven Guard's tanks, turning rhinos and land raiders alike to glowing metal sludge, and boiling battle brothers alive inside their power armor. In the distance, a bizarre monstrous demon with a bird's head stalked through the ranks of Raven Guard, snapping and rending, tearing and transmuting, cutting a swathe of death in its wake. Arteries were standing at the mouth of a narrow gully. With a grunt, he shifted the slumped corpse of a dead abhuman out of their path, which had evidently brought down three Raven Guard before their brothers had felled it with a frag grenade, blowing a hole in its side. Mordrin went to Arteryx's aid, sharing the burden as they rolled the waxy corpse down the scrub-covered mountainside. Queld could see unnatural maggots had already set to work inside the exposed chest of the carcass, feasting on its dead heart.
This is it.
Arteryx indicated the narrow passage through the rock, which led down for a few feet before disappearing into a shadowy fissure in the mountainside. Blood was smeared ominously across one side of the gully, the fading impression of another recent battle.
Looks welcoming.
Come. There is work to be done.
Together, the four Shadow Masters slipped silently into the mouth of the fissure, from where they would begin their gradual ascent into the inner chambers of the mountain.